Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Different day, same results. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Let's find out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks ended sharply lower today as Apple pushed the technology sector lower. A rise in interest rates also kept a lid on equities today. Investors are not a happy lot. The Dow lost 202 points, with Apple as the worst performing stock in the index. S&P 500, that slipped by over 0.8%, with tech lagging. NASDAQ, wow, that shed 1.2% today. Apple shares fell by 4.1% after Morgan Stanley said the company's iPhone sales for the June quarter will disappoint Wall Street. The stock had already fallen by more than 1% for the week heading into today's session. Meanwhile, General Electric reported quarterly earnings and revenue that beat analyst expectations, sending the stock higher by nearly 4%. The industrial giant also reaffirmed its outlook for the rest of 2018. Honeywell also posted stronger than expected earnings today. Its stock rose by 0.2%. About 16% of the S&P 500 has released its quarterly results, with 81% of those companies posting better-than-expected earnings, all of that according to FactSet. Next week is going to be the busiest week of the season, with more than a third of the S&P 500 set to report. Some of the companies scheduled to release their results include tech giants Alphabet, Intel, and Microsoft. At the bell, this is what the numbers look like. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off by, as we said, 0.8%, closed at 24,462. The NASDAQ off by 1.2%. 7146 was that number, and the S&P 500 also off by a little bit more than 0.8%, closed out at 2670. Apple, you can now buy a share of their stock for $165.72. It fell by over 4% on the trading day today. When we come back, Jeff Pitts from CityView, stuff to do in the metro this weekend into all of next week. It's next on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.